赖世雄教你轻松说英语。
各位听众大家好，我是赖世雄，今天为大家带来这个单元是第365个单元，同时也是这本书的最后一个单元了。
Hi, I'm Karen. Today we're on Unit 365, the last unit in our series, and we have a question for our listeners in today's lesson.
But before we want to go deeper into this lesson, perhaps I have to say something in English. I'm sure by now you have already picked up a lot of vocabulary words, and I'm also sure that your English is getting progressive. Is that right?
Progressively better, yeah.
Yeah,、mm-hmm. it's getting better. 我相信一旦这个不断的有这个进步的，我们希望呢大家有事没事呢尽量用英文这样讲话，对不对啊？
嗯，
好了，你看，对这个工作你满意吗？多多少少了，我们看今天对话是怎么说的。
Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? More or less. More or less. 希望我们的观众至少觉得 more or less satisfied with our program.
嗯。好，一开头说 Are you satisfied? 你感到满意吗？这个 satisfied 是过去分词，当形容词用感到满意的。我们这句话再说一遍好了。
Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied?
我们通常用的时候也跟 with 并用，比如说 I'm satisfied with your work. 你的工作呢，我呢感到满意。这句话再我们再说一遍好不好？
I'm satisfied with your work. I'm satisfied with your work. Or, I'm satisfied with my new car. I'm satisfied with my new car.
新买的车我蛮满意的，也可以这样说，你的答案我蛮满意的。
I'm satisfied with your answer. I'm satisfied with your answer. You said that you were caught by police and that's why you came home late last night.And it was all a mistake. Okay, I'm satisfied with your answer.
嗯哼，另外 more or less 这个答句是多少啦，多多少少啦，我们就这个固定的用法。现在我们就请 Karen 再把这个对话再念一下。
Are you satisfied? More or less.
就可以 I'm more or less satisfied. 也可以说多一点满意，也可以说少一点满意，多少也有点满意的意思，这样。
对，也许不是百分之百，可是还可以了。
这样，好，所以在我们解说里头也特别提到 more or less， 另外一个用法 yes and no，可以说是满意，但也有一些不满意的地方。
对，也是有好有坏的意思。
好，我们看这个例子，他说你喜欢你的新手机吗？还可以了。
Do you like your new mobile phone? Do you like your new mobile phone? More or less. More or less.
这个 mobile phone 也有人念成 mobile phone.
对，那是英式腔。
啊，两个人说法都可以，在美式英语是念成 mobile. 所以再把这个我们例子好不好，再念一下好不好？
Do you like your new mobile phone? Do you like your new mobile phone? More or less. More or less.
好，我们现在呢再把有点时间，我们这个今天的对话再念一下。
Are you satisfied? Are you satisfied? More or less. More or less.
我们已经呢到了这个最后一次的这个播出，希望呢在这将近一年的时间，整整一年，对不对啊？
Wow, we've been together a long time.
对，这个呢，所有的对话呢，是不是说大家都能够呢努力的把它学起来？如果真的努力学起来，我相信在学英语的绘画呢，你的这种程度呢是更上一层楼的。别忘了我们常常就说了一句话，活到老学到老是哪三个字啊？
Live and learn. Live and learn. I hope you all continue your English studies.With other programs and books.
好，也就是不断多学习。我们要说，下次如果有机会可以写信给我们，但是也祝大家身体健康。拜拜。
That's right. Best wishes. Hope we meet you all again soon. Bye bye.